We spoke out last week that Avram first told Sarah about the dangers. And we spoke out last week the difference between what's the difference between Baburech and Beglolech, because Poshet, as we know, that Avram wasn't interested in getting money from other people, and especially in a time of danger, that's not his prime interest to get money. His prime interest is to save his life. So we show that the difference about Baburech means they should give me money for you, because that was the Middle East culture. Vayhi kevoy Avram etzchaima. What does kevoy mean? Just as he came. It didn't even take time. Avram, who lemaisa was orangutan in Ruchnius, the somewhat person who's not a realist, because a person orangutan in Ruchnius is not in this world, so he has no understanding of people, if you speak to the outside world, right? But it seems he had a very good understanding, because he told Sarah, listen, I know what we're getting ourselves into, and just as he came into Mitzrayim, it didn't take any time. You know, people say, how do G'dolim know certain things? They're just sitting. No. The reason why G'dolim are called Einei Ho'eda is for reasons. That the G'dolim, when they are dovuk to the Chochmas Hashem, they have very keen insight. They can be sitting and just getting a few facts, and with a few facts they type things up. It says, "Vahi shivay Avram etzchaima vayiru haMitzrim esa isha," and the Mitzrim saw this lady. Ki yofa hi ma'od. So ki has two meanings. Ki can mean because, and ki can mean that. So vayiru haMitzrim esa isha ki yofa hi ma'od, that she is very nice looking, or they saw her because yofa hi ma'od, she stuck out. Which the Mustama, the you could be more closer to the pshat, because you see that Avram was afraid that the Mitzrim would take her, kill him, and let her live. And the next pasuk says, it says after the Mitzrim saw her, it says vayiru oisa sari pare. His cabinet members saw her vayihalalu oisa al pare. What's going on here? The Mitzrim saw her. Did they take her? It seems the Mitzrim saw her. They're stufa izima, why didn't they take her? It seems they're pretty smart. Because just like Avram knew that he was in danger, every Mitzri knew that if he takes her, he's in danger. Right? Anybody who takes her, he'll get killed. So and the word spread so fast that from the Mitzrim it went to the Sarei Parai, and everybody knew that the only one who can take her without being killed is Par himself. Everybody else who takes her is finished. It's finished. So the word spread like wildfire from the Mitzrim to the Sarei Parai to Parai. And then it says, Vatukach ho'isha beis Parai. What's that, Vatukach? She was taken. Right? They didn't ask her. It's a double portion. I remember in the Egypt, before Nasser had a king Farouk, a very very magushim digger person. His whole looks were very obese, etc. So he had sent his United Nations emissary. He had sent to America, and he was conducting the Egyptian affairs. And this guy was supposed to get married to a girl he was engaged to. And 2 weeks before this guy's marriage, King Farouk walked into a jewelry store and he saw this girl, and he took her. Supposed to get married in 2 weeks, he took her. Right? It was in the newspapers written up. He took a wife. It must be a big schuss for her that this Megushim Dika guy should marry her. Right? After he was toppled, so she filed for divorce. Right? Because she couldn't live with him. But Lamaisa, it's a double portion. I can do what I want, right? And must be a big school for you to be married to me too. So mainly, even if you say you don't want, this Kleif makes a shame of Reitani, you certainly want. It's a big school. It's a good gomer. But here's about two kaf isha beis pari that Sava tried everything not to be taken. Right? And she was taken. So look at the next pasuk. Ul Avram heitiv ba'avura. It does not say beglola. Ul Avram heitiv ba'avura. So Rav Hirsch says why. He says because the Middle East culture is crazy. He says, well, what's the pshat? Pari takes her because it's certainly a gewaldig gezach. If you want to be married to me, it's a gewaldig. But it seems still in the Middle East culture, it doesn't pass you to grab a woman without paying the family off. Because the derech was to pay the family off. Right? With the haskama of the family. So that's it. So Tamela, for her sake, he was constantly giving Avram matanas. Ulavram hated Vavura, Vahiloi, and what did he have? He had sain of bakar, sheep and cattle, Vachamoyrim, and he had donkeys, Vahavodim. Okay, so first he had sheep and cattle, then he got slaves, then he got the donkeys, then he got the Avodim, Mushvachais, then he got Asainais of Gemalim. Right? A whole chunk pot, all different things. Rav Hirsch points out, if you turn to Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Hei, it says that when Eliezer tells Laban and Besuel, the wealth of Avram, that they should be willing to send Rivka there, it says, Vashem Berach Es Adoni Moed Vayigdol. Vayitalei tzaynu bakar. First he had sheep, kesef and zov. Then avodim, sheep, money, slaves, avodim shvachais, gemal mechamer. Okay. Here it says that he had sheep and donkeys, slaves, and then female donkeys and gemal. There it says the donkeys came at the end. He had sheep, money, avodim, and chamar. Chamar and gemal. So Rabbi Hirsch says, why? He says, when somebody's in business, how does a business grow? Right? You have a certain commodity that you sell. You make money. When you make money, you hire other employees to help you make more money. Right? So first you have your product, and then you have money, right? With this additional money that you have, you take an assistant, right? And then you have more money. Then you have to start shipping with the freight, right? The business goes bigger. So you hire a trucker. In those days, who was the trucker? The donkeys and the camels. So therefore, when Avram became wealthy in a normal way, that was the derech that was said. He had tzaynu bakar, then kesef and zov, then avodim ushvachais, chamorim and gemal. Says over here, he didn't get wealthy through business. He got wealthy through matanas that were being thrown at him. So therefore, he had the chamorim even before he had the slaves. Right? The slaves came after. First he gave him this, then he gave him the chamorim, then he gave him the slaves. And he pointed out, Rav Hirsch points out, I believe in Perek Lamed Pasuk Mem Gimel you find the same thing. It says by Yifrei to Ishmael Ma'id, talking about Yaakov, by Hilai Tzayin Rabbis Ushfachais Vavodim Ugbal Vachamayim. The Gemal and Chamorim came after the Shvachis and Avodim, because that was the natural way of being matzliach. But over here, it was an unnatural way of being matzliach because it was tamatonis being thrown at him bavura. Okay. So let's go a little bit weiter. Then it says, Vayinaga Hashem Espara. Negoyim Gedoilim Ve'esbeisei. Now look at the structure of the pasuk. It doesn't say Vayinaga Hashem Esparai Ve'esbeisei Negoyim Gedoilim. It says Vayinaga Hashem Esparai Negoyim Gedoilim Ve'esbeisei. So the Beisei didn't have the Negoyim Gedoilim. The Negoyim Gedoilim Parai had. Beisei can mean one of two things, that the house has a Nega, actually the Negoyim around the house, or his family, people around him. But he had the Negoyim Gedoilim. Altvar Sorai Eshes Avram. So Rashi brings down a Medrash that the Malach and Sora were having a good time. Sora tells the Malach, take care of this fellow, and the Malach, it's this fellow, and it's just take care of this fellow. It's this fellow. It says Altvar Sorai Eshes Avram. Right? The deeper of Sora. Sora was telling the Malach, take care of him. Right? And Pari was in the Goyim Gedolim. Now, where's the remez for this medrash? How would you and I learn this pasuk? Vayinaga Hashem as Pari in the Goyim Gedolim as Beisei, Alvar Sarai Yishas Avram, because of Sarai Yishas Avram. That's the reason why they had the Goyim Gedolim. That's why you and I would learn the pasuk. But the Chazal said, I have to understand. Before it says, L'man Yitav Li Bavurech V'choysa Nafshi Beglolech. So you see that the pasuk before said because the Gemara used the word, the Torah used the word biglolech, because here it should say the same thing. Vayinaga Hashem es parai biglal sorai yeshes Avram. Let us say biglal over here too. Since it doesn't say biglal here, right? So the Torah is being meramez to me. It was not only because, but it was al pi dibura. Right? That's where the medrash gets it. That the hidden medrash that the Rambam in his Hakdama says that the people think that the Gemara is Talmud is Chochma, right? And they're noted for Chochma the Talmud. The Rambam says the biggest Chochma in the Gemara are the drashas. You and I can learn a piece of Gemara, there's extra vav, an extra tag here, an extra hey over there, this tells me this halacha, and you go weiter. Right? The Rambam says the greatest chokhmah is where they saw everything. What they said was not some extra hey, extra vav, extra yud, you know, this means this, this means that. Then we're going weiter without knowing how they mean it. But the chokhmah in the way they learned the psukim, the Torah Shebaal Peh comes from the Torah Shebaksav. The Torah Shebaksav was alive for them. Here's just a small remez that you and I can understand. Right? They're learning Chumash. Beglal. It says Beglal. So say Beglal here. He says, here lies the Medrash. The Messiah that the Chazal had, where the Chazal had, they had a Messiah. This is what was happening on there. That Sarah was speaking to the Malach and telling the Malach, hit him. Right? Now, here it says, Vayinaga Hashem et pari negoyim gedoilim ves beisei alvar sorai yeshes Avram. Okay. Vayikra pari li Avram. Now, pari is not a from a Jew. Not a from a Jew at all. Vayikra pari li Avram. But pari is getting hit. It seems he's not a from a Jew, but he has some religion. It says, Vayikra parei li Avram, Vayomer mazois osisoli. What did you do to me? This guy is sick. Avram is 10 miles away. Right? He takes Sarah and he says, Avram, look what you did to me. What did Avram do? He didn't do anything. Mazois osisoli. What'd you do to me? First of all, who says he did? Who says that Sarah is his wife? Says Lama lo higadu toli ki yishtachai. The Torah never said she was ever maida. Avram said imino achaisiya. She never said she's his wife. Right? So where does this come from? So Ramban has two pshat. He says either since he got negoyim gedolim and he was shtickle religious, right, and the others didn't get So he figured there's something funny, right? He figured there's something funny, and he reached that conclusion. Or he was mesupik about it, right? And he took the bull by the horns, right? And instead of asking Avram, because he saw he couldn't get out of Sarah, he just told him for a plain fact, I know this is so, right? And Mamele, he went from step two without going to step one. In order to trick Avram in being made. So we'll see the shock of Atariya. We'll see an interesting thing. Let's learn these two psukim. And it says, Vayikra pare liyav mayem mazois osisoli. The question number one is, he never did anything. Right? Loma loy he got the toli. Why didn't you tell? Right? What do you mean, loma loy he got the toli? You say, loma loy he got the toli. Right, that would be sufficient. But lomalo he got the toli. Why didn't you tell me? Right? You should say you could have told somebody else too. I mean, he had to go to Paro and tell him. You know, tell his cabinet members, "This is my wife. You know, stop taking her." Lomalo he got. But he says, "Well, why didn't you tell me?" Seriously. Now look at the way the Chazal look at Pesukim. Loma omato achaisihi. Why did you say she's your sister? Now, number one is it's repetitious. He just said, "Lama lo yigad tali kiyistachahi." Lama mata chayti. He just said it. What's he repeating? And before, look way the Chazal how they learn a pasuk. Lama lo yigad tali kiyistachahi and lama omata. Why did I switch from Haggadah to Amira? If you say lama yigad tali chayti, well, why am I switching from Haggadah to Amira? Loma loy he got the toli sheistachai, and loma omarta. I mean loma omarta. Loma he got the tachaisi. Right. Stick with the same lashon. Well, why are we switching these lashonos? Vo ekach oiso li leisha, and I took her to me for a wife. Viato hine yistokapole. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to tell you something that's very very nice. And use that as an introduction to something. The Malbim says, what's the difference between Haggadah and Amira? We have Haggadah Shel Pesach. Let's say Amira Shel Pesach. Right? When do we use Haggadah? When do we use Amira? If you go to Parshas Chayisara, Parshas Chayisara, in the Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk of Gimel, so Eliezer meets Rivka. He says, "Vayema bas mi at, whose daughter are you? Hagidi noli, tell me." He doesn't say Imri noli. Hagidi noli, Hayesh beis Ovich makam lonu lovin. Vatayma elov, what was his question? Bas mi at. Well, how does she answer? Bas Besuel anochi, I'm the daughter of Besuel. Ben Milka. And Besuel is the son of Milka, Asher Yolda Lenochar, who was and the great grandfather was Nochar. He asked the Bas Miyad. Well, what's giving the whole lineage? He's not asking her for so much. So the Malbim says Haggadah is elaboration. Amira is stating a fact. Okay, as if you have Haggadah Shel Pesach. Amira means we say kol amar barei zeh meshubach, right? Haggadah is the pshat. I'm elaborating. Keep on clarifying. That's Haggadah. Amira is a fact, a statement, and you stop there. Okay. Now, so over here he says, "Vayikra paro liyavam uvevem mazois osisali." First of all, what are we learning from this? Avram is sitting back home and he is learning. Paro is being smitten by these Nagoyim G'dolim. Paro accused him, Mazois Osisoli. What's the Torah telling me? The Torah is telling me that if you directly or indirectly cause something to happen, you did it. This that I say, Groma b'nizokin is potter medin yodim v'chayev b'dinei shemayim. It's not some chay b'dinei shemayim. It means b'dinei shemayim you're a mazik. You did it. A person has no right to say, I didn't directly do it. But if I'm instrumental, even in an indirect way, the Torah is telling me, in the language of the Torah, you're achray for it. No, we have Rosh Hashanah and Kippur coming. You know, the hashpah that we can have on each other. Or we did, and we can. That's the mazois asisoli. This is what the pasuk is telling us. You did it. Don't think because you didn't directly touch me with your body and hit me that you didn't hit me. If you caused me damage by not telling me that she's your wife, b'dinei shamayim is called asiyah. You did it. And halakha is that way. That's taichai b'dinei shamayim. Then he says, lomo loy higadatoli. What's hagoda? Explanation. Here you have pari, right? You have President Assad of Syria. He says, listen, Einochinami. These mitzvim you can't trust. Einochinami, the Sore Pari you can't trust. But to me, you could have told me the whole story. You could have explained everything to me. You could have told me that she's really your wife, but you're afraid to say it. Right? Lama lo higadatoli. You could have explained everything to me. To the other chevri, couldn't explain it because if she's your wife, they'll kill you. Right? But to me, you could have explained everything. It says, Lama omarta. Achaisi, why'd you say she's your sister? Now, yes, it's repetitious. You just said, Lama lo higadatoli. Kuntis President Assad. Right? There's this guy, Par, over here. He says, you could have told me everything. He says, it says Vatukach Isha Beis Pari. She was taken by Korcha. He says, I don't do such things. The only reason why I took her because she's your sister, right? Because you're such a chosh of a fellow, right? I'm not someone who's a low life who grab a beautiful woman to live with her. I took her because she is your sister, and Avram at that time, according to Yosefus, it says that the period of time that Avram was in Mitzrayim, he became well known. He was teaching them astronomy and mathematics. He was known as the Pikeah. He says the reason why I took her is only because she's your sister. I'm not a lowlife. And I took her to myself to be a wife. Here's your wife. Take her. What does the next pasuk say? Look at what's going on here. Pare comes along, right? This Arab comes along, right? And he says, listen, I'm a tzaddik. You could have told me everything. Told me everything. And then everything will be fine. What did Avram respond? Shash still, not a word. Nothing to respond to. There's nothing to respond to. He's a chakra. What's Avram going to say? Nothing. The Arabs can say what they want. You know, I'm great. Land for peace, whatever you want. They say theirs. But you know the chakranim. They're such chakranim that it could be at the time they're saying shek, and they think they're saying the truth. You see what the Torah is telling you. There's nothing to respond to a chakra. You know, Avram shrugs his shoulders. What am I going to do? I'm going to say, yeah. What am I going to do? He's a liar. Okay? So, by Tavol of Paro Yanoshim, so Paro commanded Anoshim to protect him in Sora. Why do you have to be protected? Let Paro tell Avram, stay in Mitzrayim. He saw he's such a chosher fellow. He saw he got Nagoyim Gedolim. He saw he's a Novi. So let Paro tell him, stay in Mitzrayim now. The thing is, Paro knew his chevra. Paro knew his chevra. Paro knew that Avram was afraid of that, and Paro was afraid, the Mefarshim say, if something happens to Avraham, he's going to get it. Because he got enough of it, of the Negoyim Gedolim. So he commanded people to protect him. Vayishalchu Oisai. It's either the Malbim or Rav Hirsch. I think it's Rav Hirsch. What's the difference between Vayishlach and Vayishalach? Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim and Vayishalach. What's the difference? They say Vayishlach means you sent a messenger. The tachlis of the messenger is to come back. Vayishalach, you sent away not to come back. Vishilach is ishtay. V'holcha voice lishachar. Vishilach is from Lashon Vayishalach. He sent him away. Paro sent him away. Vayishalchu oisoi v'es ishtay v'es kol ha-shaloi. Now Avram should have, being an honest person, given back all the money. He got all the money, right? Just the Yishakib Sava, let him give it back. But here it says Vayishalchu oisoi. Paro's afraid to take it back. He's the one that says, get out of here. He's afraid of him. He had enough. The Negoyim Gedolim, we just see two words, Negoyim Gedolim. We don't know how much tzoras, how much tzar, how much pain the man had. Right? He was so happy to get away with his life. So, Vayishalach Oysoi v'skol ha-shaloi, v'sishtei v'skol ha-shaloi. Paro didn't want it. Even if Avram would want to give it. No, Paro said, take it, like a kaporas nafsha. Okay? We'll stop here, but I want to finish with a beautiful word that I saw yesterday. That has a shaykhus to learning of Chumash. The Gemara in Brachas says, Gemara in Brachas and Abstam Achala from Ralef, it says, Omer Av Nachman Monoyach Amor Etoya, Dixiv Vayelech Monoyach Achar Ishta. Right? And a guy shouldn't follow his wife. So the Gemara, Omer Av Ashi, he says, not only was he an Amoret, I feel be Rav Nami Loikora. He never learned Chumash and Cheder. Why? Shenemar, it says, Vatokom Rivka v'Naroseha. When Eliezer took Rivka, Vatok Rivka v'Naroseha, Vatirkavna al Hagamalim, Vatilachna akrei Hoish, Bloy lefnei Hoish. That when Eliezer brought her back, he went first, she went behind him. So he didn't even learn the Cheder. Dr. Rav Dessler, he says, well, we learned the Cheder. Vateilach nachrei ha'ish. Did we learn that it's also to go behind a woman? Here he says, listen, not only is a monoech an amoret, but he doesn't even learn like they learn the Cheder. Why? Because quotes the pasuk. So, you learned the Cheder, he learned the Cheder, you learned the Cheder. We also didn't deduce the Vateilach na. Rivka, you didn't deduce this conclusion. So what's right? He didn't even learn Chumash and Cheder. What's the Chazal telling us? Dr. Rav Dessler, what the Chazal are telling us, that anybody who learns Chumash and he doesn't take out from it Yiras Shemayim or a Derech HaChayim, he's an Amoret. And he's not learning Torah. He's a Bible critic. The Bible critic can learn Chumash, you know, and Rebecca follow the Eliezer, right? Finished. Rebecca follow the Eliezer. Finished. You know, as I say. He says, anybody who can learn Chumash and not understand it is the Torah Hashem, it's given to us for us to learn the Derech HaChayim, he's an Amoret. And he didn't learn Chumash. He didn't learn Chumash in Cheder. The way you're supposed to learn Chumash in Cheder is that whatever you see is a limud. If there's an extra tag, an extra ice, it's a limud. You have to learn from every single thing. When Paro complains to Avram, Mazlois Asisa, right? It's a nice word, I told you, Grama Benizokin. But let's go deeper. What's it telling us? It's telling us that the consequences of our actions, even though we may not see it now, so it happens to somebody else, and I didn't do anything. That's not my cheshbon. That's what this word is telling us. It's telling us when somebody sees that something is happening to him, you have to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Even Parah made a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Something is happening. Why is it happening to me? Right? Why is this Torah happening? You're supposed to make a cheshbon. Why are things taking place? No, it's a couple of days of Rosh Hashanah. Let's hope that that we should do something with ourselves, you know, make use of the limud. And the limud is a trillionth of any limud that the Chumash is telling us. But the Zachar is, it's time. We just can't come and let our lives go idly by. Now it says, "Limnais yomenu kein hayda v'navi levav chochma." What does it mean? If a person counts his days, I got to make use of my life. No, the limnais yomenu kein hayda v'navi levav chochma. You're younger; I'm a little bit older. But lemaisa, you're not so young. You know, a good chelik of your life has passed by already. And what are you going to do with your life? And the Baruch Hashem that we have a Rosh Hashanah. Baruch Hashem, because Baruch Hu forces us into making a cheshbon. And thinking, where am I going? What am I heading to? And if we do count our days, you know, we'll get direction. Slowly, 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 you'll get more and more direction to live a fruitful life. The type of life that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, which is the type of life that you want, because there's no greater simcha when it says, "Or zehul atzad gul yishrei leiv simcha." There's no greater simcha than having a yashrus aleiv, knowing, having a sense of purpose and a sense of direction, and it all comes from just a little bit of thought, and just with a little bit of thought, we can say, you know, ashrei yishrei beisecha. You know, fortunate are the people who are in the house of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because they are fortunate. You look around, you see what's in the outside world. You know, and people who are real B'nai Torah, I'm not saying, but people who are in yeshiva, but people who have developed themselves, they've used the Torah to develop themselves. You can see that the word Ashrei is applicable.